Peter and Candy, a loving man, that little that ere they didn't grow. They start and laughter, and with a beer, Peter and Candy, a loving man, Peter. In the dark house again.
Hello, Kenneth. I was just checking that we're okay for Saturday.
Certainly are. Peter has even prepared the wood for the fires, mate. And the tilly lamp is raring to go.
Oh, goody.
Can we interest you in our last few tomato plants, Reverend?
Oh, I don't think so. We had rather a lot. We hope to raise funds with the extras, but I guess people have little to spare these days.
Are you sure? Do you have any cherry tomatoes? Look, these are splendid. Hey, look here, full of flowers. And there's a first little truss forming on this one, look. I tell you what, last three, shilling each. You give me two bob and they're yours. Wrap up for the gentleman, Peter, before I change my mind.
Well, if you are sure, will they be right on the pannier?
Ooh, just avoid the potholes.
Bye then. Thank you.
Don't forget the sausages. We've organised the onions.
I don't believe you. You just sold the vicar his own tomatoes. Here you are, Ken. I've put some medicine in it.
Well, the coffee gets better, and this veranda certainly catches the sun. It's a lovely spot. You know, that's a fair bit of land between mine and Annie, you know.
Looks very unloved to me.
Do you know, you took the words right out of my mouth. Hey, if we planted it with potatoes, we could be suppliers to the trade.
What trade?
Chip shops.
The nearest is in Kingsford. Oh, that's 7 and a bit miles away.
Aye, that's exact, Peter. Is that the direction of your long walks?
My walks are my business, Ken.
Sorry I spoke. What about potatoes, then? Be here to dig.
I hope you're not going to start on about the benefits of owning a little grey tractor again.
No, the thought never crossed my mind. We'll get a rotavator. Take the plug out, Pete.
We did that.
Did you put it back?
I'll ignore that.
We flooded it then?
I don't think so. There's no smell of petrol. I know motorbike ones, and if you didn't tickle it, it wouldn't go.
I had a girlfriend like that.
There's no need for vulgarities.
Ooh, who's touchy then? Must be them walks. Hang on. Is this it? Here you are. I'll give it a tickle. Try it now. Steer it, Peter. Turn it a bit. Knock the revs off.
Oh, God. The clutch is stuck.
Well, who'd have thought there'd been a water pipe just there?
I would. There's been a tap for filling watering cans since Nelson lost an eye.
Hey, nice lake though, Annie, eh? We could get some fish and charge for day tickets.
You could ring the water board and ask them not to charge you for the water.
Hey, rescue that machine, Peter, and hide it quick.
I'll see you two tomorrow. Morning, Ken.
It's 5 o'clock. It's the middle of the night. How have you had a cockerel?
I've borrowed it.
Then you rode up. You'd be better rearing chickens at home. Keep your eye on like.
And having old cock-a-doodle-doo waking me at this time in the morning? Nah, they won't bother me down there.
No, I don't suppose they would. I hope he's a keen lover, though, Annie. You could take him back quick, then, before somebody eats him.
I can't hear you. you're mumbling. Here's your pal. Talk to him. I have to go.
You're early, Pete. Must be catching.
I thought I'd best tell you early. I can't give you a hand with taking the rotivator back. I've got some business to see to.
Well, I can take it back after dinner. There's no rush.
I'm not sure how long I'll be.
Time for a cup of tea, though.
Sorry, Ken. Must shoot. Bye.
Oh, right you are. I'll manage myself, shall I? What's that song we used to sing? Don't turn a good friend away from your door. Don't show about... No, no, it weren't that. Where do you go to, my lovely... Hey, that's better. See you later, Pete, then.
What a nice surprise.
Hi, Peter.
You remembered my name.
I did, didn't I? Well, still mending. That's progress, don't you think? Something's different.
Different?
I know. It's your hair. It's different.
Ah, yeah. Sorry about that. In one insane moment, I let my allotment neighbour Ken try out his new pair of shears. Looking back, it wasn't such a great idea. When I looked at the shears later, I discovered they were actually wire cutters.
Oh, but Peter, it suits you.
You think so?
I do. Didn't your mother tell you to accept a compliment when it's given freely? Well, won't you join me?
Thanks. I will if you don't mind.
I've been sitting here a few times over the past couple of months. I wondered if we'd might meet again. I was looking forward to telling you that I can now look at the river without feeling that I'm going to retch. There, I've done it.
Really? About meeting again?
Really?
Well, I'm pleased as well. I love surprises. You're looking a little bit more cheerful, a bit more colour in your cheeks. Or is that just last month's easterly winds?
It's still a bit of a fog sometimes, but I get much more hopeful.
Well, that's good to hear.
I went to the cinema in the village hall last week. They were showing Brief Encounter. And you know what? I didn't shed a single tear. Well, just a little one, perhaps.
Yeah. Real classic screenplay by Noel Coward. Taken from his one-act play, Still Life.
How on earth do you know that?
I don't know. I must pick these things up from somewhere.
Well, I must say I'm impressed. The village hall's not the Ritz, but it was an enjoyable outing. So you see, I did take notice of your device. I'm looking to face down my demons.
I've never seen a film in a village hall. I'm guessing no ice cream in the interval.
Sadly, no, but we did get a free cup of tea and a digestive. Chocolate, I might add. And the people were very welcoming. Oh, and I've joined a book club at the library. But I'm a bit nervous at the prospect of feeding back to the group.
That made you feel at home, I'm sure. It's such a shame that so many old cinemas are now consigned as bingo halls or indoor markets. Yet more of our heritage dumped into the waste.
I'd seen the film before when I was much younger. And with my mother. I went home thinking about my young life, and especially my mum singing me to sleep. I still remember my favourite lullaby.
I gave my love a cherry that had no stone. I gave my love a chicken that had no bone. I gave my love a baby with no crying. And I told my love a story that that had no end. How can there be a cherry that has no stone? How can there be a chicken that has no bone? How can there be a baby with no crying? How can you tell a story that has no end? A cherry, when it's blooming, it has no stone. And a chicken, when it's pipping, there is no bone. A baby, when it's sleeping, there's no crying. And when I say I love you, it has no end.
Oh, God. That, wow, that was lovely. You've been hiding your talents under a bushel. Honestly, I'm seriously impressed.
Well, that certainly wasn't my intention.
Hey, I'm sorry.
No, it's me that's sorry, Peter. It's just...
No need to explain. It's OK. Honest, it's OK. I'd offer a tissue if I had one. You can always use my shirt sleeve if you want. Did you know that lullaby is called the Riddle Song and it dates back to the 1600s?
How on earth do you get to know such things?
I don't know, really. I've always been interested in music and the arts, I guess. Somebody must have told me.
Here's me thinking about cooking, cleaning, shopping, caring. No idea where my learning went.
Well, whatever else, you've got a lovely singing voice. There's not only technique in there, but an emotional attachment and understanding. As I said, seriously impressed.
Thank you. Perhaps I should look for a voice coach.
One thing at a time.
Yes, you're right, of course. Look, I should be getting back to studying my book ready for the next meeting.
As a matter of interest, what exactly is the book?
The Diary of Anne Frank.
Well, that'll certainly keep you busy. Be sure to bring up the conundrum of Anne's last entry in the diary. Dearest Kitty, a bundle of contradiction was the end of my previous letter, and is the beginning of this one. It'll earn you serious brownie points.
You've read it then?
Another life ago.
Right. Well, I hope we meet again soon.
Bye then. Oh, but remember what I told you before. Cherish every moment of your past, but always remember, another life lies ahead.
What a beautiful way to end a conversation.
Take care.